With over 20 years at the helm navigating financial waters, he's a contributor to the Fox Business Channel and the author of the Best Stocks Now newsletter. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management, and he's here live on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday morning. It is May the 19th, the live edition of the Best Stocks Now radio hour. We wake up to a new world in the market, don't we? The Fed has put on new feathers. The dovish feathers have flown out the window, and they've been replaced by hawkish feathers. You know what? The Fed has done a very, very poor job in keeping the markets really unnerved. We'll talk about the ramifications of that move. Not a move, but that change in stance here during today's show. Right now, we don't have the market reacting very kindly to the news. The Dow right now is down 146 points. The Dow is at 17,380. It's down 0.8%. The S&P 500, on the other hand, down 17 points. It's down 0.8%, 2,030. The NASDAQ is down 38 points. That's an 0.8% drop. The retail stocks, very strong today, however, on the backs of Walmart's better-than-expected report, which we'll also get to here in a minute. Crude oil is down. Well, that's because the dollar is up. Crude oil is down 1.7% to $47.95. We have a new world in the dollar. No longer will we have a falling dollar, I don't believe. Instead, we will have a rising dollar once again. That means active managers need to make a few little adjustments here, tinker under the hood a little bit. And I'll be doing that in the next several days. Gold is down 2%. There's the biggest hit from that Fed news yesterday. Gold's at 1248. The euro is at 1.12%. And the 10-year yield is down to 1.84% today. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, in a foggy, overcast San Diego today. We wake up to a whole new world, don't we? The Fed shocked the market in their FOMC minutes yesterday, stating that they have now turned hawkish and get prepared for a rate hike. Maybe in June, almost surely in July. Once again, the Fed has not done a very good job. This Fed has been all over the place. Well, we're hawkish in December, we're dovish in January, and now we're hawkish here again in May. Well, okay, you know, an investor has to make a few adjustments along the way. When you went hawkish in December, you created a rising or a falling or a rising dollar environment. And now that you went dovish in January, we had a falling dollar environment. And the dollar is really driving a lot of the sectors in the market right now. Now you're hawkish again. Can you make up your mind? That would be the best question to ask the Fed. But it seems to me like they have made up their mind. And just suddenly, out of nowhere, as quickly as they went dovish in January, they've turned hawkish here in May. No wonder Donald Trump wants to replace Miss Yellen. I think it's more than just political reasons. Miss Yellen obviously is a Democrat. Mr. Trump supposedly is a Republican. He would like to replace her. I think, you know, I thought she was doing a pretty good job there for a while, but these 180s that she's done since December of last year certainly don't give the market any kind of, you know, any kind of consistency here. So we've got to adjust again. That's why I'm an active manager. When the world changes, you have to adjust to it. And as always, this creates opportunity in a lot of areas of the market. What now benefits from a rising dollar? Hey, you might want to check out this week's newsletter because we've got a brave new world out there. And we've got blue streaks that were headed north. All of a sudden, they're headed south, and instead, they've turned to green streaks in the ocean. And now we have new blue streaks arising in the ocean where there's going to be some really nice opportunities because of this about face by the Fed. All right. Well, you saw the reaction yesterday to the market after the surprising news. Stocks slumped. The dollar rose. Gold fell, financials rose, and other areas of the market that now benefit from a rising U.S. dollar. So we've got our work to do over the next several days before the newsletter goes out Saturday morning. You can get on board the weekly newsletter at GundersonCapital.com. This changes the way you should invest your 401k. This changes a lot of things, all right? So you'd be want to make sure and check out the impact that the Fed's sudden about face for the second time this year, the impact that it has on your little world of investing. GundersonCapital.com to sign up for the weekly newsletter. Okay, let's look at some non-Fed news, even though the Fed news is the biggest driver right now in the markets, and it will continue to be the biggest driver in the market. Why are the retail stocks having such a good day? They've been hammered recently. Well, Walmart reported earnings that were better than expected. There's a surprise. Walmart's earnings soared past earnings estimates. And actually, Walmart stock, let me pull up a quote here. A quote for Walmart. Walmart stock is up 8.9%. You know what? That's a big move. What would the Dow be down today if it weren't for Walmart being up 8.9%? And you know what? That's giving a boost and a lift to other retail stocks. I'm real happy with my Dollar Tree today, which is getting a nice lift. I would say Dollar Tree is a pretty good comparable to Walmart because it's where people go to save money. Deep discount. It doesn't get any deeper discount than that unless you're going to Amazon, of course, which is another area of the market that I continue to like. Anyways, Walmart soars past their earnings estimates, and they boost their guidance a little bit, and that is lifting most of the boats in the retail sector today. Jobless claims come in at 278K. We still have a pretty good jobs market, no signs of a recession out there. And if you want to look at the good side of the street with the Feds, they didn't act yesterday, but they certainly intimated that they're going to act, and they're going to act soon. Well, they must not see a recession, right? If they saw a recession around the corner, they're not going to be hawkish on rates. They must see a good economy going forward. And that is good news for stock market investors. And we get a confirmation of that in a weak jobless claims number or a strong jobless claims number showing that not that many people were still under 300,000. 278K, to be exact, filed jobless claims. Cisco. Hey, another surprise here, and that's going to help tech stocks, I would think, today and going forward. Cisco beats earnings. When's the last time Cisco beat earnings? Cisco, in my opinion, is a stock that hit its prime about 10 years ago, and Cisco ever since has been treading water as far as earnings growth. Well, look at the earnings growth over the last 5 years, 7% per year. Look at this most recent quarter. Earnings were up 6%. Sales were down 1%. You know, it's just not a growing company anymore. But they did beat their expectations. And Cisco's up 4.2% today. So bravo to Cisco for keeping this market from being down about 200 points today. Actually, it's not very bad. I just looked at my portfolios. We're holding up okay today. LB. That's pounds, right? No, LB Brands. It used to be called the Limited. The Limited. Look at that thing hit new lows. It's coming back a little bit. They beat earnings by 4 cents. Their revenues were in line. This is Victoria's Secret, Bed Bath and Body Works, The Limited, etc. They beat, but their earnings were in line, stock down 1.9%. The chart looks awful on The Limited. That's why I look at hundreds of charts on a daily basis. A chart tells me a lot about the health or the sickness, in this case, of a stock. Okay, when we come back, we have a whole new world out there. We came to work yesterday with Miss Yellen wearing her dovish feathers, but buried within those FOMC minutes, she went into the changing room and changed from her dovish outfit to a hawkish outfit. And she's growling right now. Get ready, folks, for an interest rate hike and more to come. Well, active investors need to act. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, just to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, it's a whole new world today. Yesterday was a world of a dovish Fed, meaning they're not going to hike rates anytime soon. Just relax. Don't worry about it. And a falling dollar and rising commodity prices. And now all of a sudden, with one FOMC report digging deep, we find that, no, behind our backs, they went hawkish. What is this? Make up your mind. You're hawkish in November. You're hawkish in December. You're hawkish in January. And then you turn completely dovish. And now you're hawkish again. Will the real Fed please stand up? Well, the Fed right now has stood up and said, you know what? Get ready for those rate hikes. We're going to dig the knife in your back and we're going to raise them. Well, that creates opportunity. And it also brings an end to some of the rallies that we've seen in the market. It changes just a few currents here and there. And we have to be aware of where those current changes are. And I'll be pointing them out to you as I swim through the waters and navigate the waters today in the market. You'll see something selling off today, and you'll see something going up today. There's certain areas of the market that love rising interest rates, and there's certain areas of the market that shudder at rising interest rates. Bonds don't like rising interest rates, do they, all you bondholders out there? So an active manager has to act a little bit here in the next week or two. You don't need to do anything drastic, but it's time to reassess. I ask you this, is your manager reassessing your portfolio today, or have you not heard from him or her lately? I send out a 55-page newsletter. It's mostly pictures. Don't think you got to sit there and read through 55 pages. Heck, I couldn't even do that. That'd put me to sleep in 20 minutes, faster than a Padre game. Well, it's mostly pictures, but the world has changed and there needs to be some action taken. We have had some earnings reports here that kind of gone against the grain of what we've seen recently. That's all we've seen are retail stocks getting hammered and hammered and hammered. And all of a sudden, Walmart out of nowhere soars past earnings, and it's lifting the retail sector today, the beleaguered retail sector. And let's just take a look at that U.S. dollar. Yes, rising again today. It has once again reversed course. It's been in a downtrend since the Fed went dovish. Well, in late February, mid-February, the dollar started the slide. And it slid quite a ways, to be honest with you, about 8 or 9%. And that created blue streaks in the market, in the waters for some areas, and cold, green, dirty streaks in others. Now the dollar is reversing, and it's headed back up again. So we've got to tweak a few things. We got to look under the hood, and we got to tune up just a few things here and there, which we'll be doing because we're active managers here. We also look at the economy, and like I said, the good news is the Fed sees a strong economy right now, stronger than they like, which is leading them to think, gee, we better hike rates here to cool this economy down. Well, if you're a stock investor in equities, that's good news for you. If you're a bond investor, I think you got to be just a little bit nervous here. about the prospects of rate hikes. Let's just see what the bond market is doing here today. Nah, it's pretty steady, but it got hammered yesterday. Just hammered after the Fed broadsided us once again. A few other little earnings notes, and then we'll get to some individual stocks here. We mentioned Cisco. Cisco beats earnings. Cisco is probably the most overowned stock out there. If I get a portfolio from one of the big wirehouse firms out there, it's more than likely going to have Cisco in it. Cisco has really not done anything. Cisco was a, listen, 7 years ago, 6 years ago, Cisco was a $27 stock. Today it's a $27 stock. But people love to own it because it's a warm fuzzy. It's a name they've heard of. And they all know Cisco. Oh, you got to own Cisco. And I say, why do you have to own Cisco? Unless you're just buying it here for the dividend. I currently don't own Cisco. And I don't think I've owned it in the last maybe 15 years, something like that. Do you own Cisco in your portfolio? If you do, you might want to ask why. I want to talk a little bit about Tesla. Tesla did a secondary offering. You should understand what a secondary offering is. That means they dilute the current shareholders with more shares. That dilutes earnings. Tesla raised $1.4 billion to help finance their ramping up to build their new model. Is it Model S? Model C cars, the cheaper version. You would think Tesla stock would have went down on that news, but Tesla has its cult following, and the stock is flat today. But remember, when a company floats more shares, that's not a good thing if you're an existing shareholder. When they buy back shares, that means they're helping you out. They're taking some shares off the market, and they're going to increase their earnings per share. Because if you've got, let's say, $10 million in earnings, divided by 10 million shares, and now you float another million shares, that dilutes the earnings. On the other hand, if you got 10 million in earnings and 10 million shares, a dollar per share, and you're buying back shares, and now you only have 9 million, that increases earnings to $1.11. It's beneficial when the shareholder, when they buy back shares, when they float more shares, you ought to be a little bit upset about that. Let's see, AAP, that is Advanced Auto Parts, they miss earnings today. That stock down 2.9%. That's having a little bit of impact on a couple of that I own. I do own AutoZone still in my growth accounts. And lastly, Salesforce. Actually, there's two more I wanted to talk about. Salesforce beats earnings. That stock is actually breaking out today, up 4.4%. It's definitely a market where some things are doing just fine today, and other things aren't so fine. Salesforce doing fine. That's a tech stock. Two tech stocks having a very good day. And lastly, Urban Outfitters, which also owns Anthropologie. You would think this big box retailer would be going the way of the rest of the big box retailers, but no. It's up 12.9% today, and that's lifting a lot of the retail stocks in the market today. All right, now in the second half of the show, we'll just forget about the Fed for now. We know what they did. We know that that changes the market. We know that that reverses the current. The dollar has a big impact, and I've said all year long that the most important chart you can watch this year is the chart of the U.S. dollar. I watch the symbol UUP. That's an exchange-traded fund that you can invest in if you want to invest in the dollar. I use it to determine the direction of the dollar. You can see that the direction of the dollar has all of a sudden changed. All right, when we come back, let's see if we can find a stock or two to talk about. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, just to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Epperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
Welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Actually, the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, I'm just looking through the action of the market today. We now have a brave new world, or is it? We now have rising dollar. We now have a hawkish Fed. They've done another about face. This is their second about face in the space of 5 months. But like I say, that creates opportunity. I mean, we're going to take some profits in some areas that we were able to harvest here over the last several months. And we're going to look for some new opportunities. Now, I spoil you guys on a daily basis with Best Stocks Now, and you would think, oh, well, you know, all stocks are good stocks in the market. I got to throw in a clunker every once in a while. Actually, maybe this isn't a clunker. Let's take a look. Let's just take a look for fun. And I think this is a lesson I want to do at this point in the show on how to sum up a stock. I show you on a daily basis examples of companies that meet my criteria of performance and valuation and a good, strong stock chart. I also like a heavy dose of quality. You know, there is a lot of junk in the market. There's a lot of junk. As I look through stock charts, I would guess that 80% of the market is junk. Now, once in a while, you know, stocks rise up from the junk pile and become valuable and worth a little investigation and some research and some, further perusal. But for the most part, there's just that 80% down there that's just junk. And the 20%, you know, is kind of the cream that's sitting there on the top. But then there's the stuff way at the surface that's really the cream at any given point in time. And just like a baseball roster of 25 men right now, you strive to have the best 25 guys on the field that you've got. I mean, you've spent all spring and winter baseball meetings and spring training, trying to winnie it down, trying to make trades, trying to put those best 25 players on the field, some better than others. And then there's the All-Stars, which we're going to have the All-Star game. I can see the All-Star game out my window here in downtown, not the field itself, but I can see a partial part of the stadium. We get to have the All-Star game just about 9 blocks from Gunderson Capital Management in downtown Sandy. Those are the best of the best, and that's what you strive to do when you build a portfolio, whether it be an income portfolio, whether it be a growth portfolio, whether it be an aggressive portfolio, whether it be a conservative type of portfolio. We strive, we do everything we can do to try to put the best 25 on the field at any given point in time. Now, every once in a while, somebody goes down, don't they? We've had several Padres this year pull their hamstrings. You know what? I want to know who's the stretching coach of the Padres. What's his name? I want to see them before the game stretching those hamstrings. Either they're running too hard or they're not stretching their hamstrings. We got about 5 players on the sidelines with pulled hamstrings. There's obviously something wrong. That's out of the ordinary for pulled hamstrings. Well, once in a while, when the Fed does an about face, we get some pulled hamstrings and some of the stocks on the market pull up. You ever see? You can see when a hamstring goes. You know, the guy grabs his hamstring, he stops running. Sometimes they'll collapse to the ground. We had a guy running to first base full speed and all of a sudden pulls up and flat on his face. And I looked at my wife, I said, there goes another hamstring. Fire that stretching coach. Let's bring a yoga instructor in here or something. Make them do yoga. We're paying these guys a lot of money. We can't afford to have hamstrings going south on us. Well, now we've got some stocks in the market that all of a sudden have a pulled hamstring. And now we're looking for other opportunities in the market. I thought it would be good to revisit. Let's just revisit. You know, Cisco's making a nice move here today. Tech stocks, believe it or not, can do fairly well from a rising interest. Not as much as other areas in the market, but they're not one of the ones that really are impacted by all of a sudden the reversal by the Fed. Let's just take a look at Cisco. Okay, over the last 10 years, while the market's been plugging along at 5% per year, and your guy has you in Cisco because it's such a great stock. Well, is it a great stock or not? All right, let's just take a look at the performance. Let's just do a little summary here on Cisco, the stock. All right, we begin with Cisco. Cisco is currently a $140 billion market cap company. I can remember when Cisco was a mid-cap, a small cap, and it's grown up to what it is today. It's headquartered in San Jose, home of those San Francisco 49ers. Over the last 10 years, while the market's been plugging along at 5% per year, Cisco has actually underperformed the market. Cisco, between its dividend yield, and I know there's folks out there saying, Bill, you got to buy Cisco just for the dividend yield. You'll get paid to wait. Well, I don't like to get paid to wait. I like to see the stock moving in the right direction. And I haven't seen Cisco moving in the right direction. It's been underperforming the market for the last 10 years. Even if we look at the most recent 3 years where the market's been doing a little better, the market's been averaging 7.1% per year, but Cisco has once again been underperforming the market. It's averaged 6.5% per year, while the market's been averaging 7.1%. That's over the last 3 years. And over the last 12 months, Cisco is down 7.3%. The market's down 3.8%. We have not made much progress in Cisco over the last 1, 3, 5, 10 years. And as I said, I'm looking at a stock chart here. You go back to 2010, Cisco was a $27 stock. Where's it at today? $27.82. That's not much forward progress. It gets a performance grade of C+. Okay, it's up to you. Do you want to eat in a restaurant that has a health grade of C+ on the window? I'm going to be checking around, boy, make sure they're vacuuming the floors. I don't know if I want to eat there or not. It gets a momentum grade of D. Okay, that's being helped a little bit today by the rise in the shares. It's up 4.1%. But overall, the performance has been very, very below average. Now, here's where a value investor would step in and say, well, we think Cisco, with a P.E. ratio of 12, that's right there in our wheelhouse. We think Cisco's a good value right now. In addition to this, Cisco pays a dividend yield of 3.9%. We can collect a nice dividend while Cisco eventually reaches its intrinsic value. Well, what is Cisco's intrinsic value? Cisco is currently trading at 11 times forward earnings. Cisco is expected to grow by only 8% per year. That's right. That's a premium to its growth rate. That gives it a PEG ratio of 1.36, not a very favorable valuation measure. And despite the 3.9% dividend yield, you know, I get Cisco 5 years from now, maybe hitting $40 a share. That's if they can continue to grow, which I highly doubt. I've got 4,127 different stocks, ETFs, mutual funds to choose from in my Best Stocks Now app. Cisco comes in at 1,868. I say no thanks to Cisco. Well, that's how I sum up a stock. And I look at a chart of a stock. You know what I see? If I were to pick one word for the chart of Cisco, it would be sideways. This stock has been sideways for years. So, you know what? Everybody's got their own way of looking at things. I'm sure there'll have people on CNBC and Fox News Channel today telling me that Cisco's a great value here at just 12 times earnings and telling me that I can collect a nice dividend in the meantime of 3.9%. You know what? For my money, I want a company that's growing their earnings. And if they're paying a dividend too, that's even better. I do not like Cisco stock. You do what you want with it. I'm going to put it down in that junk pile of about 80% of the market that I just have no interest in. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, as I've said, we had quite a shock yesterday in the market when buried deep down within those FOMC minutes, they couldn't have been buried too deep because the market reacted almost immediately after the release of those minutes. I guess, man, those people, once they get those minutes, they must pour through those darn words in there and thinking, what can we find? What? And they saw it. They found it. They said, look, they're more than likely going to raise interest rates in June or July. It's going to happen. We need to reverse course. And they go running for the telephone and they call their traders and they call the management and they tell them what they see and the markets react immediately. And you saw what the market did yesterday after those FOMC minutes were released. Within minutes, we saw the market start to sell off, the dollar start to rise, gold sell off, silver sell off, and areas of the market that benefit from rising interest rates all of a sudden start to be accumulated. Well, we'll go through what this means for your portfolio in the newsletter this weekend. There will be some changes in my premier growth portfolio. There's been some stocks, not a lot. I mean, about 15% or so that are in the transitionary area of the market that changes with the tide. The tide's been going out on the U.S. dollar since February, and now all of a sudden the tide's coming in. So that affects about 10 to 15% of my overall portfolio, and we may have to make a few changes in there, shifting from those things that do poorly or that do well in a dollar that's going lower to all of a sudden replacing them with things that do well when a dollar goes higher. When it comes to the income account, there's going to be some impact there. There's definitely going to be some impact there. A lot of different assets are interest rate sensitive and they're dollar sensitive. And that sudden unexpected move by the Fed yesterday, they didn't move, but they hinted to us that they're going to move. Expect it. It's going to happen. Get ready. We're going to rip that bandage off this time instead of just peeling it back slowly. And we'll continue to rip more bandages off going forward. That impacts a lot of things that are interest rate sensitive. What are some of the sectors in the market that are interest rate sensitive? Utilities are interest rate sensitive. Real estate investment trusts are interest rate sensitive. Fixed income is interest rate sensitive. So we really have to watch right now the bond market and how it reacts. It had a horrible sell-off yesterday after the news, and it's stabilizing today. So we'll have to see when the real bond market puts its foot forward, it's going to have an impact. We're going to have to watch the 10-year, the interest rates going forward. That flattening of the yield curve probably also was another factor that impacted the Fed. I told you yesterday that the gap between the 2-year and the 10-year has narrowed to just 95 basis points. It was at 165 basis points a year ago. Well, now that the Fed has reversed course, that's probably going to put some gap in between. We'll probably get the yield curve not flattening, but pointing up a little bit once again and getting a little bit more of a spread in there. That's something else we'll watch going forward. So this will be another key newsletter. You know what? When the Fed went dovish back in February, January timeframe, I said, look, here's a couple of sectors that are just no-brainers here. And we've made some really nice profits in those sectors. And whether it's time to cash in now and take some very nice, I already took a 51.2% profit in the junior silver miners ETF, and I'll be looking at all my holdings today, and it may be time to lock in some really nice profits. And then I'm very interested in some sectors that I have been avoiding in this falling dollar environment. And let's see if we can find some transitory stuff that all of a sudden is being benefited from this reversal in the Fed. And let's see if we can do the same thing that we did with those sectors back in January and February to cash in some nice profits. Well, I'm going to do everything I can do. I'm going to look at a lot of charts today. I know the sectors. I know the GPS. I know the coordinates, the latitude, longitude to be looking in today. And as always, there's going to be ones that are doing better than the rest. I like those best stocks now in sectors that are now benefiting from a change in this environment versus the mediocre stuff like we just went through with Cisco. And I've always been of the opinion that about 80% of the market is just mediocre. Okay, so we have some changes now. They were unexpected. But when changes happen in the world, in the environment, in the interest rate environment, in the inflation environment, in the monetary policy environment, there has to be a little tweaking and a little bit of adjusting going on. So I start looking today, and then I'll sum up my findings in my newsletter that I'll begin writing tonight. And it'll go out Saturday morning. This impacts your 401k. This impacts your IRA. This impacts your home loan. This impacts your real estate. It impacts the world far and wide of the financial sector. But I'll try to boil it down into a nice, understandable flow. I always show pictures. Look at this stuff that's all of a sudden going down. But here's the good news. Look at this stuff that's all of a sudden in a new cycle. And that's when you want to try to catch these cycles, is at the bottom, at or near the bottom, and look for new opportunities that come along. And we've just been handed a new opportunity by the Fed. Areas that are now oversold, areas that are now underloved by the environment that they've been in over the last several months, all of a sudden are going to be loved once again, once they're discovered. And there's going to be some accumulation going on there. So stay tuned. Follow the spinning bottle. Right now it points to a rising dollar and rising interest rates. That's a big change. Go to my website at GundersonCapital.com to get signed up for the newsletter.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.